Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and of course we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls until we ask for them, because we have with us this afternoon Dr. Carolyn Dean, and she's written a great book called Death by Medicine. And she's a medical doctor. She's also a naturopath. And she, of course, went to medical school, but her book talks about her experiences in medical school, some of the wonderful times that she had, the wonderful times that I had. I look back on that great adventure. And I think most doctors are really trying to do a good job, but unfortunately, they are not and never allowed to know many of the things they're doing are actually harmful. And it is simply because of the control over the medical establishment today. Dr. Dean had written an article about aspartame, which I read. Well, we're going to let her start talking about some of these things. Dr. Dean, thank you so very much for being with us. Dr. Dean, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Well, go ahead, and thank you so very much for being with us today. I enjoyed your article on aspartame. You know, I don't think there's one doctor in a hundred who really realizes what a dangerous substance this is, and yet it's in so many of our foods and our baby formulas and responsible for the epidemic of pathological obesity, and they must be laughing all the time when they keep talking about obesity and knowing full well what causes it, but, of course, not wanting the American people to know.
Yes, it's part of, I guess, the food industry and the drug industry. They've gone the route of trying to get profits above the health of the population. And
And they knew it was going to produce pathological obesity. And yet, of course, now when we have pathological obesity, all they say is, gee, sucks, we have no idea. Well, what you need is more exercise, and you can exercise all you want to. If you're eating aspartame, it's not going to do you a bit of good.
Yes, it's interesting. It's like a lot of products and methods out there in the public. If they admitted that there was something wrong with them, everybody would sue like crazy, and you know, the company would go up in smoke. So that's why they won't admit that aspartame causes harm, although there are a number of lawsuits that are in place right now against the makers of aspartame.
But of course we never hear about them in the regular media because they're totally blacked out because of the working interrelationship between these drug companies and the people who control the media. With freedom of the press, we control the press, you have the freedom to print exactly anything you want to, or you have the freedom to withhold information to the public, which I think is even a great deal more dangerous, because by so doing you alter the reality of what's really going on. Let's be right back. Well, Dr. Carolyn Dean is our guest, and we were just talking about aspartame. Is there anything else you'd like to cover on aspartame before we get on to some of the other things that you think are so dangerous?
Well, folks can go to various websites, doorway.com, D-O-R-W-A-Y.com, and Dr. Betty Martini is on a lot of websites. She's been an anti-aspartame activist for many years. There's a movie out called Sweet Misery. It features Dr. Russell Blaylock, who's a neurosurgeon. He's written an interesting book called Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills, on aspartame and MSG. That's another neurotoxin. And I think what's happening is that so many chemicals are building up in our environment and in our bodies that people just aren't able to take it anymore, so that they are becoming more like the canaries in the coal mine. They have canaries in coal mines, and when the oxygen level goes down, the canaries start keeling over, and then, you know, to run to the surface. So we're all becoming canaries in our society because there are so many toxins and poisons in our food, air, and water.
All right, fine. Well, you get at all too into the statin drugs, and of course we're told what we should. You know, if you've got a cholesterol over 170, you ought to be on a statin drug. In fact, they would like to have half the population on statin drugs. Are you concerned about what they're doing with the statin drugs and how they're selling to the American people, and the faulty science behind this whole thing?
Yes, I write about the statins in my book, Death by Modern Medicine, and it's incredible. It seems like they do want to get most of the population on statin drugs. They make people think that a normal blood pressure is actually an elevated blood pressure. What happens with age is your blood pressure rises somewhat. You know, we have a degree of arteriosclerosis, where the blood vessels get a little more rigid, so you have to have a higher blood pressure to get your blood, you know, through to your brain and to your extremities. But that's an excuse for the drug makers to tell you to take a drug to lower your blood pressure, and I think that itself causes more problems. Now, the statins alone have so many side effects. There are people who have something called global amnesia, where they're just, their memory and their mind just kind of blanks out for a certain amount of time. There's been a book written on this. The side effects are tremendous, and they want to put these things over the counter now.
And I think really it is terrible scam. People should read the Pavlikov study and actually see what, when you're dealing with maybe 4,000 or 5,000 people on the drug control study, and the difference between, you know, those who died and those who didn't die, those who died without taking Pavlikov and those who did. One group, if you didn't take Pavlikov, you had about 5.7% of the people die. If you did take Pavlikov, about 4.7% of the people died. So about a 1% difference between the two. And they say, it looks, that I would call that a 1% difference, but a 20% increased chance, you know, of living. But if you live on this, you're going to get all the other complications from it. You know, as far as you never should have any woman who might get pregnant on this, because of the birth defects. If you look at their statistics, the one woman had, the control group had breast cancer and 12 in the other group. Now, admitted, that's not very many women, but that's a 1,200% increase if you're going to play these statistical games. And the old idea is that figures don't lie, but liars can sure figure, and they can twist those statistics any way they want to, and they can convince the doctor, and he's going to convince you, you've got to be on these statin drugs.
You know what's interesting about cholesterol, too, Dr. Stan, is that cholesterol itself is an antioxidant. In other words, if you have a lot of toxins in your body, cholesterol will become elevated in order to mop up the toxins. So, in fact, the cholesterol is rising in order to protect you, and then we go about attacking it with these statin drugs. And obesity, if you're 10 pounds overweight, your cholesterol will be slightly elevated. If you're 20 pounds, it'll be elevated. The same with inflammation. If your body is inflamed and you're overweight, if you lose weight, your inflammation goes down, your cholesterol goes down. And unfortunately, doctors aren't spending any time telling their patients about lifestyle. They have a 5-minute appointment, and that's just enough to say, hello, how are you, and tell me one symptom, and then write one prescription, and then they're out the door, and the next one comes in.
Well, I think we can thank what's happened in the medical profession to government interference in the practice of medicine. I know when I practiced medicine, I went into medicine, back in 1960. My office visit was $5 a visit. And I lived very, very comfortably. You know, and of course I was a surgeon. We got a couple $100 for doing surgeries, and hospitals were inexpensive. And then government came along. They were going to help everybody. Oh, we're going to have universal health care. We're going to take care of the elderly and the poor. You know, in those days, a hospital room used to be $50 a day. Today it'll cost you $2,000 or $3,000 a day, thanks to government interference. And the doctors have been so put into such a defensive position that they have a hard time making a living, and they can't spend the time with you that they really need to and they should.
Yes, medical education has become so expensive that a doctor in his first year of practice will be in debt several hundred thousands of dollars and then have to make that up. And that's one of the reasons, actually, that doctors don't speak up about these drugs and about the side effects, or even about aspartame or about sugar and the dangers of a high sugar diet, because they're afraid to lose their licenses. They're not allowed to speak out against the abuses in medicine, because if they lose their license, then, you know, they lose their whole livelihood.
Well, tell us a little bit about the dangers of sugar, because so many of the American people, they love sugar. It tastes so good. And of course, you got your frosted wheat flakes, and you got your frosted toasties, and you got frosted this and frosted that. But what's wrong with eating all this sugar? I mean, after all, tell us what the downside is.
Well, the downside of sugar begins with the fact that in your body at any one time you only have about 2 teaspoons of sugar. But when you drink a can of soda, for example, that has 10 teaspoons of sugar. So right away you put this incredible load on your body, on your pancreas, which is supposed to produce insulin to put your sugar into the cells where it's supposed to act as fuel. So when you have this sledgehammer of 10 teaspoons of sugar hitting your bloodstream, too much insulin comes out. and it pushes most of the sugar into the cells, and then all of a sudden you have a low blood sugar. And that's where people get kind of jittery in between meals, and we call it hypoglycemia, and they want to eat some more sugar or at least have a meal. And when that goes on over and over again, day after day, people's pancreases and their insulin gets affected. The cells get fed up dealing with so much insulin attacking them, and they become insulin resistant. That's what they call kind of the first stages of diabetes. And you can't get any sugar lobby group or any diabetic society in Canada or America to admit that sugar is a cause of diabetes. They just won't do it because the sugar lobby groups are so strong.
Now, what about the effect on the immune system of sugar?
Some of the studies that I found, because I was writing a book on sugar when a sugar lobby group attacked me, actually. The white blood cells that fight infection and chew up foreign bodies and foreign germs, it can become paralyzed when you eat the equivalent of 10 teaspoons of sugar. So you have that can of soda, and then for 5 hours afterwards, your immune system is paralyzed, and it can't help protect you against viruses and germs.
And I think this is really very important. People have to understand that sugar really does immobilize the immune system. Mm-hmm. And, of course, it also is directly related to dental cavities. People who eat a lot of sugar have a lot more dental cavities. Why? Because dental cavities are caused by bacteria. And, of course, those bacteria do the damage by attacking the sugar and turning it into acid. The acid erodes the enamel. Dental cavities is an infectious disease. Nobody tells anybody that anymore.
Yeah.
And, of course, the reason that the fluoride toothpaste works so well is it's such a deadly poison, it kills the bacteria.
That's right,
and that's why we're putting it in our mouths, so to kill the bacteria. And, of course, but what does it do to our body and our physiology? Nobody wants to talk about that.
Mm-hmm. Well, the fluoride issue is another scandal, actually. We're interviewing a doctor tomorrow on my radio show on WNTI.org, and he's the executive director of the Fluoride Action Network. And I'll be all caught up on my fluoride information after that interview. But yes, they did find that in one country where they had a certain very low level of fluoride in the water, that they had less cavities at a certain age in the children. Like around age 2, that specific age group had less cavities. Nobody else was benefited. But with that small indication that fluoride could be of use, they took the waste product of this chemical and decided to put it in our water and in our dental products. But if you get an excess, it's very dangerous.
No, it really is. But that's another subject for another time. But right now, our guest today is Dr. Carolyn Dean. Her book is Death by Modern Medicine. We're going to be carrying the book. We think it's got a lot of great information in it. It's a very good read. But more than that, you have to understand what's really going on. And you have to learn how to protect yourself. Because believe me, nobody else is going to. A very important book is called AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic. Actually, it's a book I wrote back in 1991. It tells you the story of the politics of the AIDS epidemic and the fact that doctors have been blocked at every turn from doing what was really necessary to stop the spread of this horrible plague, both in the United States and throughout the world. AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic, it gives you my story of my effort working with an organized medicine, the fact that the doctors of the state of California consistently voted and supported an effective public health policy, and at every turn their efforts were frustrated by those working within organized medicine, both at the state and national level, and the tragedy is that people are dying in America today unnecessarily. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic, because you need to understand the background of this epidemic to understand what is really happening medically in America today.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. In the 1970s, there was a group of Italian immigrants in the small town of Rosetto, Pennsylvania, who drew worldwide attention for their unusual cardiovascular health, despite their pasta diets. I recently uncovered the fact that their unusual health was attributed to the precious red wine which they imported from Italy. Today we know this as the French paradox, the fact that the French exhibit greater cardiovascular health, despite their fatty diet, because of the red wine they drink. Wouldn't it be great to enjoy the health benefits of red wine without the calories, alcohol, and sulfite preservatives? Well, now you can with Longevinex, the world's first stabilized red wine molecules preserved in an airtight capsule just like in a sealed bottle of red wine, equivalent to 5 glasses of the best red wine. Call 866-405-4000 to order Longevinex for healthy aging without the calories and alcohol, 866-405-4000.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Tierney. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
In the last 3 years, gold and silver have been quietly attracting the attention of the smart money investor. And that's with no small wonder when you consider that in those last 3 years, gold has risen over 50% and silver has nearly doubled. So, are you in profit yet? You might think so if you bought gold or silver coins in the last 3 years. And true enough, some coins have increased by as much as 70%. So how do you know how much your portfolio has gained or lost? With a quick call to the asset management professionals at Colonial Resources. 1-800-685-4042. Colonial Resources will give you current market quotes on your gold or silver bullion and collector coins. If you're ready to sell, Colonial pays higher prices for your coins than almost anyone in the industry. And if you doubt that, call the company that sold them to you and ask what they'd buy them for, and then call us. To find out where you stand in the rapidly changing precious metals market, call Colonial Resources today, toll free. 1-800-685-4042. That's 800-685-4042.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon is Dr. Carolyn Dean. Her book is Death by Modern Medicine. Now, modern medicine has done some wonderful things. As an orthopedic surgeon, I saw true miracles performed, you know, helping people with terrible deformities of their extremities and replacing hips, things of that sort. But, you know, there are also things that are going on today that really are not increasing the health of the American people. Heart disease is increasing. Cancer has recently surpassed heart disease as the major killer in the United States. And the great tragedy, of course, is that sometimes, well, for instance, if you have a cancer of the pancreas, and and you take all the treatment, what's the five-year survival rate? 2-3%. Now, no matter what you do, and at least with conventional treatments, you're just, and it's true with so many of the other cancers that we have now. There's some times where chemotherapy is wonderful. It really does a great job of taking care of the cancer cells, but there are lots of other things that can be done to help improve the immune system. Dr. Dean, do you get into any of that at all?
Yes, in one of the chapters I have Cancer Inc., and I talk about how disastrous the whole attacking of cancer cells by chemotherapy is when we have realized in natural medicine that the cause of cancer is probably a buildup of toxicity. And you should go to a book called Politics and Cancer by Daniel Haley, who talks about the the suppression and manipulation of American medicine, and he goes into about 10 different cancer cures and shows how there are cures out there. Even today, Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez in New York, he's having, I think it's 40 to 45% success rate with incurable pancreatic cancer with his enzyme therapies, coffee enemas, and organic diet. So it is possible, and to cure cancer, there are many treatments out there, but to irradiate it and give chemicals is in fact just creating an immune system that has no hope of surviving.
Well, of course, we've interviewed Dr. Brzezinski, and we carry the book, The Brzezinski Breakthrough. Dr. Brzezinski has a very effective treatment for certain cancers, not for all of them, but for certain ones, and certainly for brain tumors. Mm-hmm. And the FDA has done everything they could to block it. In fact, they will not let him take anyone until they've had excessive radiation, until they're just about terminal, and even still, some of these he helps. But in the meantime, the radiation has done so terrible, much damage to these people and little children that they've deprived of the opportunity. The family wanted to try it, and they wouldn't let them. And but you see, there is certain people working within our government who have a different agenda. And if you haven't read the material on Dr. Brzezinski's work, fascinating material that you're never going to see discussed on most television programs today. And I certainly have heard about this gentleman in New York. And certainly I've been recommended Dr. Maas. Do you know Dr. Maas or Moss, who used to be at Sloan Kettering?
Yes, Ralph Moss. He has a great website and provides information for people. If they've been diagnosed, he'll give an overview of their particular cancer and tell what percentage cure rate with chemo, with radiation, and with alternatives, so that people can make an informed decision.
And first, he actually has a degree. He was the in charge of public relations at the Sloan Kettering Clinic when they were testing Laetrile. And they cooked the studies to show that they wouldn't work. Why? Because all the studies showed that it did work. And in certain cancers, it worked dramatically. And I know I talked to the number one man at the National Cancer Institute, Dr. Dean Burke, and he was there for 20, 25 years. He was head of the whole chemotherapy research at NCI, and he told me that Laetrile, at least with certain cases, worked, and that Sloan Kettering had altered the studies. And actually, Dr. Moss was the man who was supposedly to condemn Laetrile, and he was actually circulating a secret letter saying that Sloan Kettering altered the scientific studies to show it didn't work.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's what the Brzezinski story will tell you, that. And Politics and Healing, as I said, by Daniel Haley, he goes through these 10 stories of 10 different cancer cures. And it's like a systematic pattern. You know, they first try to buy a person out and then suppress it. And if they can't buy the person out, then they will go right ahead and ruin their lives and reputation, so that, and it's the FDA and the AMA, and they just, you know, create these stories about people and blackball them.
And they demonize them, they marginalize them, and they destroy them. Why? Because they want to help people. We'll be back in just a moment here. In just a moment. Well, we have a brand new video today on the Oklahoma City bombing. It's called Oklahoma, What Really Happened. And of course, it consists of a lot of never-before-seen video footage. Now, it was seen in Oklahoma City immediately following the bombing of the Murrah Building, but blackout across America. And in this footage, you're going to see the commentators talking about the other bombs that were in the building at the time of the initial bombing. We're told, of course, that Timothy McVeigh acted independently. We're told many things by the media, but wherein does the truth lie? Oklahoma City, What Really Happened, it will give you the opportunity to see long suppressed video footage of what really transpired. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for Oklahoma City, What Really Happened.
Leading Edge
Hi, this is Joyce Riley.
The effect dental materials and procedures have on the health of the entire body. If you've been searching for a holistic trained dentist who can safely treat you, look no further. Dr. David Biles has been a leader in the Santa Cruz dental community for nearly 20 years. He built a solid reputation providing exceptionally high-quality cosmetic and restorative dental care long before learning the very real hazards of common dental practices. Now, as a faculty member of the Institute of Natural Dentistry, Dr. Biles has begun lecturing nationally to other dentists on alternative and complementary dental care. On request, Dr. Biles will safely remove toxic dental materials from your mouth while substituting them with safe, non-allergenic restorations. Call Dr. Biles today and take the next step to improve your health. With sedation and nitrous oxide available, Dr. Biles can help even the most anxious patients. Call 423-0121 and schedule a visit now. That's 423-0121.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done, get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today, 800-544-8927, 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap, it's a miracle.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Dr. Carolyn Dean, and we're talking about what's going on as far as medicine is concerned. And she's a practicing physician. And are you really spending most of your time writing books today?
Yes, writing and researching and lecturing. I practiced for 13 years in up in Canada, in Toronto. And gosh, for the past 13, I've been doing this whole other career.
In other words, you're trying to get people educated to learn. And, of course, there's some wonderful things that can be done, but there are other things that you have to know about. And certainly you're not going to hear about any of these other treatments for cancer. And not that if you didn't have a large cancer, you wouldn't want to take it out, but you're not getting to the cause. And, of course, what about the veg-on diets? Don't many times the veg-on diets really help people with cancer?
Well, it's interesting because most people think if you're into health, then you must be a vegetarian. And only about 2-3% of the whole population of the U.S. is vegetarian, so it's quite low. What happens when you get very ill, you have to do kind of the opposite of what you've been doing. So I think that's why the vegetarian diet is good to kind of clean people up, but Dr. Gonzalez, who treats the pancreatic cancer and other cancers in New York, he has certain people on a meat diet, on a high protein diet, and other patients he has on a vegetarian diet. It depends on your metabolism. I found in my practice, if someone came to me and they were very weak and run down, and they were vegetarian and they were anemic, I would try to convince them to eat more protein and even animal protein. And the same would be for someone who was meat and potatoes and overweight and lethargic. I would try to convince them to eat more vegetarian diet. So it's all about balance.
All right, fine. Well, of course, there's so much nutrition, so much to proper use of vitamins and minerals and all of these things, and exercise. All of these things are really so important to maintain your health, and yet we don't talk about so much of this today. Of course, the government has come up with a food pyramid, then they changed the food pyramid, then they remade the food pyramid again. Well, why do they keep putting this out? I mean, don't they really know? And the truth of the matter is that they really don't.
Well, from what I've heard by people who were involved with the food pyramid is there were so many factions lobbying for, you know, the dairy lobby groups wanted more dairy and the grain producers wanted more grain. So it became a big political battle. So you end up just promoting, you know, different lobby groups at the end of it. But it's all about balance. If we had as much programming on television for lifestyle to get people involved with exercise and growing organic gardens and eating properly and you know, doing things to help balance out their stress, we'd have a far healthier population. But then you would have all these lobby groups saying that you're taking away our right to give to sell people tobacco and alcohol and sugar, and that's what it boils down to. We have to follow the money, and the lobby groups for sugar and alcohol, tobacco, want to keep selling their products.
Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. There's been an ongoing lawsuit by the federal government against the tobacco industry, and it looked like they were going to win it. At least they were going to win it, but they were asking for $135 billion, but the Justice Department decided that that was way too much to ask, and so they said, well, $10 billion will settle. So, I mean, you have to ask yourself, what motivates the federal government to do things like that? $135 billion, or we'll just take $10 billion? And so you have to understand that there really is an agenda behind so much of what's going on. Tobacco is the lethal killer. It is responsible for so much cancer in America. When I went to medical school, we almost never saw cancer of the lung in women. And then, of course, Edward Bernay, working for Lucky Strike and an American Tobacco Company, convinced women to reach for a smoke rather than a sweet. And of course, got them smoking. And today, why, of course, lung cancer is the second most common cancer in women, second only to cancer of the breast, a wonderful sales job done with the full knowledge of the people working in our government.
Yes, yes. And they knew the dangers of tobacco decades and decades before the Surgeon General came out and made the announcement that it was unsafe. And right away, a certain percentage of people stopped smoking, but then the ads kept right on going, so people picked it up again.
And, of course, the thing was that Surgeon General's warning on the tobacco package really protected the tobacco companies, because then if they wanted to sue the tobacco companies, they'd say, look, it's right there. I mean, right. It's right there on the package. You read it. You knew it was harmful to your health.
Mm-hmm.
And so now the tobacco company had an out, and they've won almost all of their suits if anybody wanted to try to sue them. And billions and billions and billions of dollars. But this was allowed by people at high positions of our government who knew what was going on and would not take a stand against it. Well, let's go to Rich, who's calling in. Hi, Rich. Where are you living?
I'm living in San Juan.
Okay, fine. Do you have a question for our guest?
Yeah, how do you know exactly, like, if you have, like, stomach cancer, what's the decision that you make, what do you use to qualify as a... when you use chemo or a vegetarian diet?
Well, that's a pretty tough question. I would just have to say, in terms of my personal answer to that, if I suspected I had stomach cancer, certainly I would go to a doctor and get the x-rays and see what was there. And I would probably go to a clinic like the Gerson Clinic in Mexico and go on a strict vegetarian diet. I think they probably use coffee enemas, and they use ozone to breathe, and they've been curing cancer for decades. I would go on a strict vegetarian diet, but they also use used to use raw liver extract. Charlotte Gerson told me a few months ago that they weren't able to get organic liver anymore from animals because there were so many pesticides, even if the animals were fed properly. So they use some forms of protein as well in treating cancer. So that's personally what I would do.
You really need to get to somebody who really does specialize in these things, Rich. You can't answer it over the phone, but there are other things that, you know, it may be something that should be resected, and then, of course, have the rest of the treatment. So, you know, but you have, do you have a cancer? Do you know somebody who has a cancer?
A cousin who died recently, and they both died of stomach cancer.
Right. Well, I think that there are a lot of things that can be done. I mean, I know people who've been sent home to die, and they've taken treatment, and they've gotten better. But anybody who suggests this sort of thing is ridiculed and demonized, and you have to ask yourself why. I mean, isn't this really all about trying to help people? Who would be so cruel and crass and indifferent that they would want to withhold treatments from people that might be curative? And if you haven't heard that tape set we have, called The New Order of the Barbarians, you need to get it. And it's, of course, an interview with a man who heard the head of Planned Parenthood, the medical director of Planned Parenthood, talking about intentionally withholding treatments for cancer. There really are evil people out there, Rich.
Can I ask one more thing?
Sure.
A lot of people at work all of a sudden are coming up with a GERD, acid reflux disease.
Right.
Do you have a comment on that? I'll take my
answer. All right, fine. This is a very, very common complaint today, this gastric reflux. So many people have that. Do you have any thoughts on that, Dr. Dean?
Sure. It's the diet again. It's people eating quickly, not chewing properly, so that the food kind of ferments in the stomach and causes a lot of burping and heartburn and reflux. It's people eating too big a meal or eating a meal when they're not even hungry. And what I tell people to do is really chew their food well. Take a bite of food and chew it 30 or 40 times. Don't drink a lot of liquids with the meals. And instead of taking some of these really powerful acid blockers, that they block the acid so much that your food doesn't digest. So then it goes further on in the digestive tract and becomes food for bacteria and causes gas, and it also stops the absorption of your minerals. And instead, I recommend for people to use a deglycinated licorice. It's a type of licorice that makes it safe for you to take it. Licorice itself can cause a bit of high blood pressure, so deglycinated licorice chewable tablets will coat the stomach and take away those symptoms. It's quite an easy disease to treat.
All right, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. Our guest today is Dr. Carolyn Dean, and her book is Death by Modern Medicine, and it's a very interesting overview of what's going on today. And not that, you know, the average doctor isn't trying to do a good job, because I think he really is. The problem is that he has, of course, been programmed by the GTL people who come around and tell him about this wonderful new drug. Oh, a Vioxx. This is a wonderful new drug. It's going to take away all the pain from arthritis. And if you haven't seen those wonderful ads on television about the woman skating across the pond with all the children in tow, you know, and she was taking Vioxx, and you should be prescribing it for your patients. And of course, if the doctor asks about, you know, what about this, we hear about this relationship to heart attack, and the company, the Merck company, told their detail people, well, you don't answer those questions, you tell them to write to the company. So the doctor would write to the company, and the company would say, well, we can't give you the information, you go to the FDA. Mm-hmm. And so the doctor, of course, who is going to write first to the company, and then if they did write to the company, how many of them are going to turn around and write to the FDA? And, of course, Merck has withheld the information from the FDA that they know it's going to increase heart attacks. That's how the game is played. Mm-hmm. And tens of thousands of people have died unnecessarily, and Merck and Pfizer knew exactly what was going to happen when they put those drugs on the market.
Yes, I've heard stories of people who've worked in the industry who've been in on meetings where they say, well, we know it causes side effects, so let's get it out there as quick as possible, make profits for 4 or 5 years, and by the time they pull it, we'll have recovered and our research and development and probably made a few billions on top of that. They do know. It's a job. They don't look at the health of the people. They look at these drugs as just another widget or, you know, piece of furniture, but they don't take into consideration at all that every drug has a side effect.
And, of course, you know, have you noticed on those ads on television, they'll say, ask your doctor. Ask your doctor. But, of course, what they don't tell you is that the doctor isn't being told the truth by the drug companies. The important information is being withheld either by the drug companies or by the Federal Drug Administration because they work very closely together. That, along with the National Institute of Health, where a number of their major consultants are all also getting retainers or bribes or gifts from the drug companies that they're supposedly regulating and evaluating.
Right. And it's important for people to understand this to the extent that they study alternatives, learn about diet and vitamins and homeopathy. I also used to practice homeopathy, and it's a wonderful modality where different remedies in varied trace amounts are used to help kind of adjust the person's symptoms, increase your vital force and your immune system to deal with symptoms. And in the flu epidemics, for example, the severe ones in the early 1900s, the people that went to the homeopaths, they didn't die. The people who went to the allopathic medical doctors, they died. And that's where part of the reason to stamp out the homeopaths came when they saw the competition, when the allopaths saw how good homeopathic medicine could be. They were very afraid of it taking over. So that's when I talk about the Flexner report in Death by Modern Medicine, where Abram Flexner was hired by Rockefeller and Carnegie to look into medical schools, and he decided, well, the best thing to be done was to create a German model over in America where it was hospital-based and laboratory-based and stop all the women's hospitals, the black hospitals, and get rid of the homeopaths and the osteopaths. So that's what got us on the road to this drug-based, surgery-based medicine with an intent to monopolize the practice of medicine.
And, of course, I went to a homeopathic school. It was originally a homeopathic school. It was a University of California, but it had originally been the Hahnemann Hospital, and Dr. Hahnemann was a homeopath. And, actually, they had certainly you get a scholarship if you wanted to take some homeopathy, but everybody sort of laughed at people. Oh, that's old-fashioned medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, of course, it was a great form of medicine. But, of course, it's been a art that's totally forgotten.
Yes, it's like a better medicine through science was forced upon us, whereas we didn't realize then that our bodies crave natural substances, and patented medicines are all foreign drugs, foreign chemicals made from coal tar. That's where they originate, and they're just constructed molecules, and the body doesn't know what to do with them. It attacks them, and that's what becomes a side effect. And then the next side effect, I mean, this, I'm on a website now, drug litigation law offices .com, you know, Vioxx and Baycol and Taxol. The lawyers now are set to make their billions from these lawsuits.
Sure, and of course the thing is that they're probably, that's the only way that anything will be done, because it's not going to be done by the CDC or the FDA. What a terrible thing it is. We have to look to the lawyers to solve the problem of tobacco in the United States,
yes,
rather than responsible government officials.
Yes.
Well, anyway, you have a website. Would you like to get out your website and your telephone number?
Yes, it's carolyndean.com, carolyndean.com. And I'm not in practice, so I don't have a phone number to take appointments, but people can check out what I've been doing on my website.
All right, well, Dr. Dean, our guest has been Dr. Carolyn Dean. Her book, Death by Modern Medicine, we will be carrying that at Radio Liberty. We think it's an important book. So thank you very much for being with us. We'll look forward to talking to you in the future.
Thank you, Dr. Dean.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And we'll be back here in just a minute to wrap up today's program right here at Radio Liberty.
Have you ever wondered what the Vietnamese War was really all about? Why America, the most powerful nation in the world, spent 10 years fighting in Southeast Asia against a nation the size of the state of Mississippi, and America lost that war? Do you really believe that happened by accident? There's so much to the story of Vietnam that the American people have never really known. And in our four-tape set, Vietnam, The Untold Story, you're going to get the information that you need to understand the tragedy of that event. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for Vietnam, The Untold Story, the story of what really happened in Vietnam that has been suppressed from the American people for the last 20 years.
Are you concerned about your child's future? Well, it starts with a sound education. VHM provides for that cornerstone of your child's future with a quality education founded on biblical principles. Our school sets high academic goals while developing moral standards. From preschool through eighth grade, your child is taught by experienced and credentialed teachers in all subjects, including our dynamic music program and state-of-the-art computer classes. Proverbs 22:6 says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." For over 50 years, VHM Christian School has provided peace of mind to parents knowing their children are receiving an excellent education in a loving environment. VHM is located at 427 Capitola Road Extension in Santa Cruz. Won't you call us today at 475-4762? That's VHM Christian School at 475-4762. Doesn't your child deserve a chance to try VHM?
Have you purchased or invested in gold and silver coins or bullion in the last several years? If so, you've most likely been taken advantage of. In a lot of cases, out and out lied to. There are several tricks of the trade in play in the precious metals and collector coin markets. This is especially true during a hot market. Although it doesn't take a savvy investor to avoid the pitfalls of unscrupulous coin and metals dealers, it does take some common sense and the knowledge of which questions to ask. The asset management professionals at Colonial Resources can arm you with a few simple questions to ask your current broker or coin dealer. To find out if you've been taken advantage of, or if you're thinking of investing, call Colonial Resources toll-free, 1-800-685-4042. The precious metals and collector coin markets are hot and definitely where the smart money is heading. But before you make a mistake that could cost you hundreds or even thousands of dollars, call the professionals at Colonial Resources. The call and the advice are free. 1-800-685-4042. That's 800-685-4042.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. And, of course, we do carry, we will be carrying Dr. Carolyn Dean's book, Death by Modern Medicine. We have another book by Dr. Richard Strand, which is Death by RX. One of the excellent books we carry is What You Should Know About the Drug Companies. It's written by Dr. Marshall Angel, formerly the editor of the New England Journal of Medicine, on the staff at Harvard University. And she goes into the games that the drug companies are playing. Obviously, they've made her life very miserable. She will not answer her emails. She will not do radio interviews. Because when you speak out and you tell the American people the truth, they're going to come after you with claw and fang and destroy you if they can. And Dr. Marshall Angel's book is still available, What You Should Know About the Drug Companies, written by the former editor of the single most prestigious medical journal in the United States, the New England Journal of Medicine. I recommend it to you. And then, of course, to know what you should be doing, the book Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life by Dr. Russell Blaylock. That's Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. Why is that important? Well, it covers up vaccine, it covers mercury, it covers aspartame, it covers MSG, it covers water fluoridation, it covers what you need to do to keep yourself in good health, and diet and nutrition and vitamins. And of all the books we have, next to my book, none has sold more copies than Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. And I know my wife keeps it there because you have to understand they disguise all these poisons that they're putting in the food with all sorts of names that if you don't know what they are, why you're going to pick up things at the grocery store for your family that are going to be very hazardous to their health. Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life by Dr. Russell Blaylock, a very important book. We also carry his book, Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills, the classic book on the background of the aspartame and MSG, which are put into your food, excitotoxins that attack your brain and attack the brains of your children. And then, of course, we carry his other book that's Nutritional Secrets, Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients. That's Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients. So we carry all of those things. They're available at Radio Liberty. We do hope that many of you will want to get our four-tape set of my interviews with Dr. Russell Blaylock, Life-Saving Secrets, for my better interviews with Dr. Blaylock. And then, of course, we hope that you'll want to get the other material we have at Radio Liberty. Now, you can go to our website at www.radioliberty.com and look at all the various issues that we cover there on health and really on every aspect of what's going on, videos, four tape sets, books. And then, of course, we hope that many of you will go to our newsletters and pull them down and read them. And then, of course, you can listen to our programs 5 hours a day there on the Internet at www.radioliberty.com, at least directly or indirectly. Or, of course, you can always listen to our archive programs. Remember, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If 10% of what we've said this afternoon is true, why, you better start evaluating what's going on. I personally believe everything that we've said this afternoon is true, and it flies in the face of everything that most people believe. But you see, when the other side controls the media, and when the wicked people are in control of the media, and the CDC, and the National Institute of Health, and the FDA, then no man's life or family or property are really safe. So we do hope that you will go to our website, radioliberty.com. You give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Who controls the media? That's the book, The New Media Monopoly, written by a professor up in Berkeley, Ben Bekdakia, The New Media Monopoly. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, to pray for our leaders and ministers, but to pray for Radio Liberty. If you'd like a free copy of our latest newsletter, Wars and Rumors of Wars, that's the July newsletter, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, until tomorrow at the same time, when we'll be with you again on this same station, may the Lord be with you.